Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. There is a new effort to fight international terrorism. The European Union is launching new anti-terrorism projects with Muslim countries and increasing its intelligence sharing in the aftermath of deadly attacks in France and violent confrontations in Belgium. EU foreign ministers met Monday in Brussels with the Arab League Secretary General Nabil El Arabi. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini says the EU will be sharing information on suspected terrorists and possible attacks with many countries throughout the Arab world, Africa, and Asia.
The threat is not only the one we faced in Paris, but also spreading in many other parts of the world, starting from Muslim countries, and we need to strengthen our way of cooperating together.
British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says Europe is determined to do what is necessary to keep the continent safe. Ukraine's prime minister says there is indisputable evidence Russia's government continues to send military personnel and equipment to support separatists in their fight against Kiev. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says the country's military intelligence service had confirmed manpower and equipment had been sent into Ukraine from Russia. Earlier Monday, Ukrainian military spokesman Andrei Lysenko said some 700 Russian troops had crossed into Ukraine that day to back up rebel forces. The Cameroon military says at least 24 hostages who were seized by militant group Boko Haram have been freed. A military spokesman said Monday that troops rescued the hostages as they chased the militants in far northern Cameroon. Reports indicate that at least some of the hostages escaped or were intentionally released. Boko Haram is still holding between 30 and 50 people. This is VOA News. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo used live rounds and tear gas Monday to break up protests against a proposed law that could delay national elections. Opponents say the law requiring completion of a national census before elections would allow President Joseph Kabila to stay in office past the end of his term late next year. Thousands of people turned out in the streets of Kinshasa Monday, responding to a call from opposition parties for demonstrations. Witnesses say at least one person was injured. Iran says one of its generals was killed in an airstrike in Syria attributed to the Israeli military. General Mohammad Al-Adadi, a former brigade commander in Iran's Revolutionary Guard, died in the attack Sunday, along with six members of the Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah. The Revolutionary Guard says General Al-Adadi was in Syria advising President Bashar al-Assad's government on how to counter Islamic State militants. Sporadic fighting between Houthi rebel militiamen and soldiers protecting Yemen's president paralyzed parts of the capital Sana'a Monday amid fears of a worsening conflict. Edward Uranian reports.
Houthi rebel fighters surrounding Yemen's presidential palace traded fire intermittently with soldiers inside the compound Monday as fighting engulfed parts of the capital Sana'a. Witnesses say the fighting began before dawn, with conflicting reports about what set it off. Tensions have been running high in Sana'a since the Houthis kidnapped President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi's cabinet secretary Saturday. Yemen's official government spokesperson insisted a ceasefire had been agreed upon, but the situation is still fluid. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Indonesian investigators say they have found no evidence of terrorism in last month's AirAsia plane crash. The head of a 10-member investigative team from the National Transportation Safety Committee says that no threats were found in the cockpit voice recordings of the plane that vanished from radar screens on December 28th. Both black boxes of the AirAsia flight were recovered in the Java Sea. All 162 people on board were killed in the crash. An Argentine prosecutor investigating the 1994 bombing of a Buenos Aires Jewish community center was found dead hours after before he was scheduled to testify before the country's Congress. A gun was reportedly found near the body of Alberto Nisman at his apartment in the capital. Nisman last week accused Argentine President Cristina Fernandez of covering up Iran's role in the blast that killed 85 people at the Argentine-Israelite Mutual Association in exchange for a trade deal. Tehran denies any connection to that attack. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.